Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Get Moving America campaign is a national campaign that invites more than 27 million American adults who suffer from osteoarthritis to participate in a 90-day fitness challenge to help reduce the pain associated with osteoarthritis. Our guest today is Dorothy Hamill. She's world champion, Olympic gold medalist, Dancing with the Stars, and just really nice lady. Welcome to the show, Dorothy. Tell us a little bit about Get Moving America.
Thank you, Melanie. Well, it's a campaign that's I've partnered with AstraZeneca to create an online resource, a community for adults with osteoarthritis. And this 90-day challenge is for people who log on to our facebook.com/getmovingamerica. You can register and we'll demonstrate exercises. You'll communicate and connect with other people that have osteoarthritis, and it will encourage you and inspire you and motivate you to become, or one or someone you know that has osteoarthritis, to become physically active. And it's not through, you know, super huge intense exercise. You know, there's small movements and stretches, and you know, it is possible to manage this chronic pain and stiffness that goes with osteoarthritis, because I've been dealing with it for over 10 years. So it's really, you know, it's a resource in a community, and it's just encouragement. And if you log on and, you know, participate and sign up, you'll get daily reminders. You'll be able to win a bronze medal if you've logged on, if you've done your exercises or stretches one time, and then you get a silver medal for the next time and a gold medal, and you'll, if you do it regularly, and if you don't, you'll have a little reminder to, you know, encourage you and to get on. And we have Terry Walsh, who's a fitness trainer that is demonstrating exercises. And so, you know, it's just to develop an online community.
I think what's cool about this is that Get Moving America is among the first health campaigns to extensively leverage social media. So you're using Facebook, and that way people can connect and see these exercises and kind of be guided, because, Dorothy, someone with osteoarthritis, you know, who's not an athlete such as yourself, and you've probably been trained by some of the best athletic trainers in the world, they don't know the exercises that are safe or something that might actually inflame the joint itself and maybe even contribute to pain. So you're taking them through these things gently and on a daily basis, right?
Exactly. I could not have said it better myself. Yes.
Well, that's great. Now, what about, is there any on there about weight? I mean, if somebody is really overweight, that contributes to your osteoarthritis. You know, it's certainly, weight bearing is, you know, part of the thing there. So is there some kinds of like stretches, things for people that are a little bit overweight, or even some health advice, some nutrition motivations, things like that?
Right. I'm not great at all of that, but yes, I mean, obviously the, you know, extra weight does create a little more stress on our joints, and you know, there's gentle exercises, just simple movements, just so there is that. You know, as far as the nutrition side of it, that's a very good question. I don't know, but I will follow up and make sure that, you know, we're addressing that in some ways. But I do know that this community, people will be able to share what works for them, and I think that's really important, because what works for me certainly won't work for everyone. So, the one thing you don't want to do when you're feeling aches and pains with the arthritis is move. You feel as though you just want to sit there and, you know, protect the joints, because if you move, you feel that it'll get worse, and that's not the case. You know, it's really important to keep moving and to get moving, of course, as we say. And just, it doesn't mean heavy-duty, strenuous activities. It just it means just a gentle walk around the block or gentle stretches, and we'll be able to customize if, you know, if someone has knee problems or hip problems, or mine is my neck, so I know the stretches that I need to do. So we can customize certain specific exercise stretching from for wherever the, you know, the joints are that one needs.
Well, and one of the great things that I've been looking at on the page, so, and you can even tell them that Radio MD recommends that they maybe in their morning tip and their Tuesday tip and whatever, that they say, oh, here's a great protein shake or a great, you know, weight loss meal, some really healthy, colorful, full of vegetables, you know, something. Yes. But they do have these tips. And so even one today, organizing your space, and so getting things close by. So you are even giving daily tips that will help somebody maybe in their workspace or in their kitchen or in their, you know, to make their life a little bit less painful.
Exactly. And just sitting at your computer, you know, I'm not technologically very savvy, so, but just when I'm sitting there, I can do gentle stretches for my neck, and it just, so it's not that I have to get up and go to the gym or get up and do something. There are, you know, very gentle, simple exercises you can do, just, you know, holding on to your chair or holding on to your desktop or, so yeah, all those tips, and yeah, so I just think that all of that, you know, protein and veggies and things that are satisfying to, you know, so you're not feeling as though you're starved all the time, and I think all those things are really important and good, and you know,
and there's a lot of very fun pictures of Dorothy on the Facebook page. No, there's great pictures of you, and you look so good now, my goodness, and what an inspiration you are to people with osteoarthritis, because you have it in your neck, which listeners might not realize is one of the most singular painful places to have any sort of inflammation in our body. So do you your neck, do you wear a neck brace? Do you just keep your moving? Sometimes you have to, huh?
I do. Sometimes when I'm traveling, I do, because I tend to carry suitcases and things on my shoulder, which I shouldn't do. You know, and I have a special pillow, you know, all those things. My grandmother had terrible osteoarthritis. I remember always having photos of her with her cervical collar. So, you know, I'm not sure how much of it is falling, but Yeah, I do have a lot of, I do have arthritis in my other joints, but it's my neck that is the one that really tends to be very debilitating.
Well, in just the last minute for us, Dorothy, and thanks again, give us the website and kind of wrap it up for us with your best advice for those suffering with osteoarthritis.
Okay, well, the best thing to learn more is to go to facebook.com/getmovingamerica. And you can connect with others. We'll encourage you. You'll get lots of tips. And, you know, it's just to encourage people to become physically active. And there will be, if you join the campaign, the Get Moving America campaign, there'll be up to $25,000 donation to the Arthritis Foundation within the next 90 days for this challenge, and it should be fun. I think encouraging people to get moving and keep moving, and just gentle encouragement and support, and you can learn, you know, tips from all of us and others, and I don't know, I think it's kind of fun.
Well, it is, and you make it look fun on there, and how motivating and inspirational. And those of you suffering with osteoarthritis, the website is facebook.com/getmovingamerica. This fitness challenge campaign, go on there, sign up for it. You can even win your own version of your gold medal for doing these gentle movements. Get your morning tips. It's a great, great program. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.